Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pillow Talk with Elle and Doc. I'm Doc.
And I'm Elle.
And we are broadcasting live separately today. Wow.
For the first time ever, we are in different places, not just places, not just different cities, but different states.
Yes, different states, but we are on the air nonetheless. How you doing, my love?
I'm doing well. I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's the truth.
How are you? I'm doing wonderful. I have to tell the listeners that I'm in a small, well, not that small. I'm in a hotel room, and my dogs are with me. And for those of you who have listened to the show over the last couple of months, you'll understand what that means. But it also means it also means that you might hear them bark in the background because I don't have anywhere else to broadcast from. So if you like hear them sopping up their water right now, that's Duke and Zeus.
Hi, Duke and Zeus.
They say hi. Woof, woof. So listen, they are thirsty. They've been at daycare. For all of you who don't know, our dogs are spoiled rotten. And we have great news to share. Little Lady Princess started going to daycare with Duke and Zeus a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she did. We have to get Princess more socialized because she is so not socialized with other animals like herself, but more so with human beings. And so she doesn't think that she's a dog.
Princess thinks she's a human being.
Yes.
She thinks she is a princess. And she is a little diva.
She is a little diva, and she's nasty, and she's, you know, bossy, and she's demanding. She's all those things that most of the ladies of the house are. Very territorial is what she is. So the whole idea of Princess going to daycare was fantastic, thanks to my baby.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you for suggesting that. Yes.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. I love animals and specifically dogs, and I love spoiling the dogs. So I'm glad you were open to it, and I'm glad she was open to it, and it seems that she is loving it.
Yeah, she goes back just fine. She's very happy to see us when we pick her up. They say that she's relaxing, and she has friends at daycare, and she's quite comfortable. So this is pretty... It's pretty amazing for me, actually, because I've thought of taking her before in the past, years ago, because she'll be 9 on the 24th of this month. And because she's never gone, I just felt like she would have a really hard time. Whenever she goes to get groomed, she has a conniption. She has a fit about being with other dogs, and she's just not social that way. So sending her to daycare and them giving her a trial run and being patient and giving her extra love and attention has been exactly what she has needed all these years.
And she is
a different dog.
Yes, she's so happy. I remember one day I picked her up from daycare. She was just smiling and panting. And, of course, I spoiled her even more because I let her sit on my lap when I drive. And she was just so happy. She's such a happy doggy now.
She really is. We hardly hear anything from her unless it's outside noise. So it's been
That's really, really awesome.
Nice. I thank you. Yeah,
You're welcome. Hey, it's all about compromise, right?
That's right. Relationships need that compromise. Absolutely.
Yes, and speaking of compromise, we have compromised significantly here over the last couple weeks and we'll be doing so over the next couple of months. So we'll be broadcasting live from separate locations for, I think we announced just a little bit of it, a snippet. We gave people a snippet of what was going on before I left for Africa. But for those of you who don't know, I am in Virginia working now. I'm teaching again. And so we are trying a temporary long-distance relationship, and we thought that's what we would talk about tonight.
Long-distance relationships. Do they work? Is it possible? How do you sustain a long-distance relationship, especially if you've never been in one? And here's the irony of our setup is this is the first time that I've been involved in a long-distance relationship, and you have always dealt with long-distance relationships.
Yes, I have, but it's the first time I've been in a long-distance relationship since I've been married. So it's
the one and only, yes, that would be me, L. Parker Meredith.
Boom. EPM.
That's right. That's me. So I probably had the hardest time adjusting to the idea, just the idea, of you even considering working outside of the area, the city limits, the metropolitan area, the state, if you will. I had, you know, serious concerns, and I have had to prepare in my own way for that. And the crazy thing about it is the weekend that she left to go out of town, I was out of town on a trip with our oldest daughter, so I didn't really get to say goodbye properly, which is what's been kind of bothering me here lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay. But I'm okay.
But I'm okay. But I'm okay. So,
yeah.
So for all of our listeners who may be in a long-distance relationship, we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on how you can sustain a relationship? We have our thoughts, and we're going to look at some research, but we'd like to hear from you. 714-583-6964, press option 1, and that'll let us know you have a question or a comment. Again, 714-583-6964. This is Pillow Talk with Elle and Doc. I'm Doc.
And I'm Elle.
Yay! So, one of the articles that we researched is titled How to Sustain a Long Distance Relationship, Five Tips I Learned from My World War II Grandpa. And so this person that's writing this is talking about how his grandfather, his or her grandfather was away at World War II for quite a long time. And they talk about how he and his grandmother sustained their relationship. And so one of the things that I thought was interesting and that I think we do a very good job at is frequent communication. It talks about having frequent communication, and that's very important. And we talk daily, do we not?
We talk, yeah, daily, and we talk several times a day, sometimes many times a day.
Yes, mm-hmm. We talk several times a day. And so it's important, I think, to have frequent communication and not just, you know, it doesn't have to be just on the telephone or live communication. Now you can text each other, you can email each other. We FaceTime one another when we have the opportunity. A lot of times, because I'm experiencing this DMV traffic, a lot of times I make my phone calls when I am on my way to or from work, so we're not able to FaceTime, but, you know, we still text each other throughout the day. The important thing is just communicating and making sure that your loved one, your partner, your spouse, your significant other knows that you love him or her and that you're always thinking about that other person. Would you agree?
I do agree, and in addition to that, I like the fact that we are emailing one another about, you know, still about our business together, what's going on with, for you, for example, with work and me with the girls and the household. We're still staying in touch and talking about the same things we would talk about if you were here or if I were there, even though we're apart from one another.
Right.
I like that. I like
mm-hmm.
that. It keeps
mm-hmm.
the normalcy there in place. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to take a caller, and then we're going to continue on talking about successful tips for a long-distance relationship. Thank
sure.
you for calling Pillow Talk. Welcome to Elle and Doc's time. You're on the air. What's your question or comment?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I miss you. How are you?
Oh, I know this voice.
Well, I can't say that me and my fiance is together right now because we're not. We're working diligently before the wedding, so she's a part for me today, and I've missed a couple of shows, but I am still supporting, and I'm on, and she's at work.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. So have you had experience with a long-distance relationship, either now or in the past, that you care to elaborate on?
Well, we were separated, you know, when actually my mom passed. We were separated for almost a month or so, and that was, like, really, really devastating. But, you know, the comment I want to say that I've had a long-distance relationship. It didn't really work out. However, knowing the both of you two and knowing you guys' communication skills and the love that you guys have for each other, I don't see any issues or problems. So, you know, knowing both of you guys, you know, Elle, knowing yourself and knowing how you guys are, you know, just your relationship totally, you know, and knowing both of you guys, like you said, the key is the communication and the openness that you guys have with each other that will sustain that relationship. And you guys have that, you know, not saying it's going to be perfect every day because Elle misses you very much, my BFF.
Yes.
I know it misses you dearly.
And I miss her too, and the kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just want to make that comment. So, you know, mine's 15 years. Yes, we've been apart. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Yes, we've done that. But we've been, you know, we were away from each other a little over a month, and it was quite an experience. And, you know, being away that period of time, like I said, it'll feel kind of awkward probably to you guys the first time. It's just different because you guys are married. It's not a relationship. It's married. You guys are married. It's a difference between the relationship and just married. You guys are married. So it's not like you're trying to date her and this and that. No, you guys are married. So I think that makes it a little bit different too.
I agree. Thank you so much
for your call.
We appreciate and love you, and I miss
you. I know,
you.
I love you guys, too. I can't wait. So, yeah, my loved one says hi, too. She asks about you guys all the time.
We love her and miss her. We look forward to the next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, it's so nice to know that we have faithful supporters. Isn't that awesome, love?
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. Yeah.
It
that was
is
my BFF.
Yes, your BFF. So, you know, I appreciate what she said. There is a difference in between being married and being in a relationship. And, you know, one of the biggest differences is I think, and you can tell me what you think, but I think one of the biggest differences is the commitment level for me. I mean, it's another level of commitment. You know, we talked in the past about how there's a different feeling once you get married and you can't really put your finger on it, can't really explain it, but it's kind of that it factor and it's that thing. And so, you know, we know that giving up and quitting is not an option. So it's just kind of, it is. I agree with what Maria, what the caller said. It's different because we are married. It's not just a relationship. What do you think?
I agree with you and Maria both, absolutely do. There is something about just the fact that we're married and what that means in of itself and what we put into our relationship and the fact that we are communicating. And aside from the importance of communication, it does go deeper than that. You know, it goes deeper than just simply talking. You know, the two of us have to trust one another and be able to address relationship problems or doubts immediately, which we don't experience that or have it at this point because it's still very fresh. But at the same time, I think that we communicate very well with one another, even if it's not just verbally, you know, even though you're far away, I can feel you and I do miss you. And we tell each other that we love one another and I feel the love and, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere either now.
Yeah, it's been kind of it's not really refreshing, but at the same time, it's like So I have the space, and you're not here, and I have to, you know, keep myself busy, and I have to do other things to keep, you know, me going. And I just think that distance makes the heart grow fonder, and I look forward to whenever we get together to connect or hook up. And I'm excited for the next time. I'm super excited. It'll be like falling in love all over again when I see you. So
yeah.
I look forward to that. That makes me, that thought in itself makes me very happy.
Me too. I look forward to seeing you too. I'm going to see you Sunday.
Awesome.
Yay.
Sunday will be, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Sunday will be
two weeks. I think. Yeah. I think 2 weeks. So, yeah, so what I wanted to elaborate on was what you said about trust, because that's the next point that they make in the article. The author says that maintaining your integrity is more important than ever. And I think that's so important because, you know, you don't want to cause any things that or any problems that will lead you to mistrust your spouse or mistrust your partner. So maintaining your integrity, and I know that we both do a good job with maintaining our integrity, so that's not an option. I mean, it's not a problem for either one of us, but I think, like Elle said, it's just so important to maintain that level of trust and to keep the lines of communication open, like you do when you're face-to-face. It's just, I think that it's more important when you're not face-to-face and when you're not seeing each other on a daily basis. What do you think, Will?
I mean, I agree. I totally agree. I just, I lost focus for a second because our oldest came in here and just grabbed my phone. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I'm like,
why?
Please don't do that. Not right now. I'm trying to. I'm sitting in the dark with candles lit, and she comes in here and just grabs my phone. Yeah, I had to set the ambiance and the tone for our call tonight because this is a date for me.
Yes, this is our date night to everyone listening. You still got to maintain date night. Got to set time, and that's the next point where it talks about keeping your lover close even when they're far away. And one of the ways that you can do that is by having date night. And I'm so glad that we were able to keep this date night and do Pillow Talk. We had to reschedule last week because I was just starting my teaching and I was a little discombobulated, if you will. But I'm so glad we're able to keep this, and I encourage those who are listening, who not only those who are in a long-distance relationship, but those who are face-to-face and living next to each other every day, we encourage date night. Date night is good.
Even if you can't get date night in on a regular basis, which you should put effort to do that, make the one night Pillow Talk night.
Yeah,
date night with you and your spouse. That'll be a great jump start to get you used to making plans to date one day a month. Yeah.
I agree. I think date night is underrated. It's so important to spend that quality time together.
Yeah. And so, like, keeping your spouse or partner close, even though they're far away. So I'm at home, and so I have a bunch of her things still here that I see, touch, feel, sleep with if I need to keep her near.
Oh,
love, did you take anything of mine?
No, I don't have anything of yours here. I was just sitting here, I was just looking around, and I'm like, yeah, I don't have anything. I got your
picture. There's
pictures.
Nothing in your room that reminds you of me?
My candles.
Are they lit right now?
No, because I forgot to get one of those clicker things to light them with.
Okay.
See, you know, it's certain things that you forget when your wife is not around.
That's a really good comeback.
So, no,
but when
you
buy candles, you should also buy the clicker. Every time you buy a candle,
uh-huh.
You buy the clicker if you don't have one. Or some matches,
okay.
Or a lighter or something so that you can light it.
So when I come home,
we'll have
you
to change
have
that.
Some. I was just gonna say, when I come home, you should have a teddy bear or a picture or my cards in the office. Well, I think I have one. I have one of the cards here that you gave me. I will make sure I put that card up.
Well, I'll put a little care package together for you to take with you, so you can sprinkle some things around the room.
Sprinkle.
That will remind
okay.
you of me.
Okay, sprinkle.
Yeah.
And so the next point that we want to talk about here is have a plan to be physically near each other. What does that mean to you when it says physically near each other, Lady L?
Well, like this, date night and just talking regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us very close and it keeps us near even though we're far apart.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, telling each other that we love one another and paying compliments to one another and making plans for when we are together again and actually following through with those plans when we're together.
Yes. Following
continue
through.
Continue the connection.
Yes, continue the connection. I agree. And I'm only going to be home for one night this time. But we got to try, if we can, to spend a couple hours together, like just us.
So, wait a minute. We'll process that later.
Yes, we will. Because I have a class on Tuesday, remember?
Yeah, that's what just came to my mind when you said that. And I was like, I'll take it. But it's so far for one night. It's so far for one night.
Yes, we'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
So the one thing that I wanted to mention, or we wanted to mention, relative to being physically near each other is, this study that we looked at about, sleeping. I don't know if any, where sleeping positions and where, people sleep, when it comes to their partners, and research shows that, like different positions can determine your happiness level in your relationship. And like if you spoon or like to be close, people who spoon or like to be close, they are happier in their relationship. Whereas people who sleep, I think it was more than a foot or arm's length away, people who sleep couples who sleep more than an arm's length away are not necessarily as happy. Doesn't mean that they're unhappy, but they're not as happy in their relationship as happy. So I thought that was really interesting. And the other thing that I thought, this was just, I don't know why this tickled me, so, because I guess because I think about how we sleep, and it said that 42% of these couples who were researched sleep back to back, which is, I guess, the most normal. And 31% sleep facing the same direction, and only 4% spent the night facing one another. Isn't that like a low statistic?
It is low, but I understand it.
I
don't know what that
too.
Says. But I don't know what that says about the personality of the person. Those people. Those who sleep facing one another or those who sleep back to back. But I think it's safe to say we sleep back to back.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And we're not always touching. And we tend to have more of a distance versus we do closeness.
Yes, because you always push me away.
I'm happy. No, I'm happy. But I do,
okay.
You know, I know that I generally sleep in one position. I mean, I sleep on one side of the bed, same side every night, and I sleep kind of toward the edge of the bed. It's just kind of comfortable for me that way. And,
mm-hmm.
But every now and then in the middle of the night, I'll turn over and just touch you or feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of as a reminder that you're there. And then, you know, once I've done that, I turn back over and I'm sound asleep again.
Yes, you are. It's funny that you said, Elle, that you turn back over and you're back asleep, because it said that researchers found that extroverts tend to spend the night close to their partners, and more creative types sleep on their left-hand side.
So I sleep on my right-hand side.
So you're more of an extrovert, probably.
Do you think that's accurate?
Well, no, it's saying, it says create, do I think you're more of an extrovert? No, absolutely not. I think you're kind of in between.
Okay.
But I think you're more creative. But according to this, I would be creative because I don't know. I sleep on my side, but I don't know if I sleep more on my left side or my right side.
I think you sleep more on your left side.
Mhm.
And your back.
Yes, I do. I spend a lot of time on my back. No pun intended. I thought you would get a kick out of that.
Yes, I did, for many reasons, but anyway.
Yeah, but I'm fine.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting how they tie in. That's really interesting. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say? That's really interesting how they tie in the position that you sleep and your personality, how that connection even comes about. That's very mm-hmm. interesting. I have to take some time and really read this article because I would like to know that.
Yeah, it's a really good article. And the other thing that I thought was interesting about it was written, it was in AARP magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last point on the relationships tips as far as sustainability is you still must live your life. So, you know, having integrity is important. Keeping the other person close and keeping the lines of communication open, those are all very important things. But realizing that that life goes on whether your partner is there or not. And it's important to just keep your, Elle, you were saying that you have to find ways to kind of fill that gap, and I have to do the same thing. I find myself thinking, wow, if I were at home, I would probably be putting Pooh to bed right about now, or I would be doing this or doing that. And so we have to realize that life has to go on. We have to keep doing what we're doing, but also including the other person.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Totally agree. And
yeah,
I think it's refreshing. I was going to say, I think it's refreshing to know that for me, so we all have a schedule. I'm one of those that live by a schedule and somewhat of a routine and like to write out what it is I have to do for that day and kind of just check my list a little bit, you know, not a little bit, but literally check my list to get through the day. And so when you're home and I'm going through that list, I tend to deviate from that list to make mm-hmm. accommodations or exceptions or to slack, if you will, in different areas. Whereas since you've been gone, it's like regimented. Like I have the list, and I'm check, and I'm getting everything done. And the days are going by faster, and I just got my eye on the prize of the next time I see you, and that moves me through my day gracefully without having to stress or worry or miss you. You know.
Mhm. Mhm. Absolutely, and I think it's you know, it's really important. You talked about how you're back to checking off your list now, and I think it's important for me to understand that. So when we kind of reintegrate, if you will, I have to understand and recognize that that's the mold that you've gotten into, and as well as the mold that I've gotten into. So reintegration will be important too, and maybe we can talk about that on the next show.
Yeah, I would like that, but I will say this. That because you're not here it leaves more on me to do. Mm-hmm. And so just to ensure that I stay on task and that I'm remembering everything that I have to do, because I have more on me now or more that I'm responsible for, that's where the list comes in and is very conducive, and it helps me in many
mm-hmm.
ways to get through the day. Mm-hmm. And I've also found that doing that, it takes a lot of stress out of looking at my list at the beginning of the day and saying, where am I going to get all the time to do this today?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of puts me back into the perspective of, like you said, I've got to do this, and I've got to do it myself, and it's got to get done, so let's just do it. So
mm-hmm.
that's where that
mm-hmm.
comes from. But when you're home, it's a little bit more, it's easier and a little bit more relaxed because I have your help.
Right, right. I can understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that. Well, it's been a good show. It was a little bit shorter today, but we did want to get together and have our time together and then have our time with our listeners, because we love one another and we love you all as well.
We absolutely do. And we just appreciate and thank all of you who are listening and who call in and make comments, ask questions. We look forward to that. We look forward to spending this time with you every single month. And I've enjoyed myself, and I was excited all day about Pillow Talk because I was going to stay with my baby.
Yes, it's been good.
Yes.
And we also want to give a shout-out to those who listen to us on demand, because we realize a lot of people aren't able to listen to the show live, so you go back and listen to it on demand. So shout-out to all of those who listen to it on demand. And so we're going to end with a song called Sunday Kind of Love. I love this song. It reminds me of my baby. And we're going to be right back next month. May. So we'll be back the second Wednesday in the month. Is that right, love?
Yes. And I was actually getting ready to try to pull up that date. So that would be May 13th.
May 13th, we will be back,
Wednesday.
And I will be
close
to being home by that time next month. I'll be close to being home, being done with school for a while.
This is true.
Yeah.
And let me just say this before we part ways, love.
Yes.
I want you to think of our song, the very first song that was our song. And
yes, I need to get that on here so I can play it on Pillow Talk.
There you go. Either that, no, that's not what I wanted, was going to say. You can do that, but so that you can play it when you're unwinding after a long day in your room, when you're missing me, until I can get this care package to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you promise to play that song? Can you promise
I will. I'm going to play that song. I promise to play that song, and I'm going to play our engagement video. How about that?
That's a good idea.
Yes, so I have that. So as long as I have my computer, I have you close to me.
That's right.
Whew.
I'm telling you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We love you. I love you, L. Parker Meredith.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Okay, we'll see you all soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Kind of love between the two of us and The doors of the church are open wide. In my mind, it's so much better since you changed my life. I know millions here to make it. They try to wait until tomorrow, but today I want you to know that the answer is yes to whatever.